Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Police have flocked to Bondi Beach this afternoon after a woman was reportedly stabbed. The 36-year-old's in a stable condition in hospital after being treated for a head injury. Investigators are scouring the area for clues. The Tasmanian Premier has condemned Peter Dutton's comparison of a pro-Palestinian protest to the Port Arthur massacre. Jeremy Rockliffe has told the ABC the tragedy that claimed 35 lives is very sensitive and should never be equated with anything else.
It is never appropriate to compare the Port Arthur tragedy with anything in any circumstance. And this is still raw for many Tasmanians and will be forever raw for those that are directly affected.
It comes as an independent MP signals intentions to support Tasmania's minority government with confidence and supply. The Liberal Premier has confirmed David O'Byrne's written assurance, but formal arrangements are still being discussed. Aussies are flocking back to the office at record rates since the pandemic. New data reveals a 7% jump in office occupancy, reaching 40% this quarter. Wednesdays seem to be the new hotspot, with a 20% surge in midweek attendance compared to last quarter. And there has been mixed reaction to the news. O.J. Simpson has died from cancer at the age of 76. The former football hero was controversially cleared of murder in 1995 in a trial that gripped the world. Brisbane claimed just its second win in 17 games at the MCG with a 22-point win over Melbourne. Tonight, the Bulldogs take on the Bombers. And Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley says there's absolutely no place for homophobic slurs in footy. It's after Jeremy Finlayson received a three-game ban for insulting an Essendon rival last week. While disappointed, Hinckley's commended the forward for his remorse and taking responsibility.
He understands exactly what's going on this week and understands the mistakes that went with that, and he's handled it, I think, in the best possible way he could.